Okay, our scripture text today is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. These words are beautiful in their presentation and in their promise, much like Psalm 23. But also like the 23rd Psalm, we appreciate them so much more when we study them phrase by phrase, word by word. Now there are four actions which we are called by Jesus to take. And our text and our applications are built around them. They are, first, come. Second, take. Third, learn. And fourth, find. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Our passage begins with an invitation to come to Jesus. Y'all did well to come to church this morning, but that will avail you nothing unless you will now come to Christ. And the universal call goes out this morning. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? And your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. And let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. The invitation is to all, for all carry, or at least begin by carrying a burden. The unbeliever, the skeptic, denies carrying a burden. Do you not know that just as an untreated serious medical condition will lead to death, your sin burden will weigh you down unto spiritual death. God's wrath will await you. Friend, you need a burden bearer of Jesus, and of you and I, Isaiah spoke, saying, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors, for those who violate his holy law. That's each and every one of us here this morning. Does anyone carry today a burden of fear or anxiety? The word of God is your antidote. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Those things, fear, anxiety, depression, these things don't come from the Lord, and they're not without remedy. The remedy is the Lord. How about unconfessed sin, or a sin that you continue and feel trapped in? Well, here too, Scripture has the antidote. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Remember that, all unrighteousness. There is not a sin that you can commit that is beyond Christ's power to absolve. We'll be coming back to that later. Do you try, yet you are burdened by a sense that you are not doing enough? Your works are failing you in this regard, for you are not fully understanding what the Bible says and the rest that is provided therein. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Take is the second injunction. Take my yoke upon you on the basis of the promise, I will give you rest. Notice the word give. We are to take what God freely gives. Did we not just read that it is faith that God freely gives? Take His yoke. Jesus bore the full weight of the cross that you may bear the featherweight of His absolution. Why then, being forgiven, would any of us withhold forgiveness from others or refuse to forgive ourselves and in so doing put ourselves in the place of God? Was the sacrifice to no avail? Was it not enough? Is there still more that must be done? Certainly not. He gave His blood. He gave His all. And there is nothing more that it is required except to take of the faith that He gives. Have you begged God for forgiveness? Gotten it? Taken His yoke? If you have, be careful, lest you be as the man of whom Jesus spoke in the parable. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?" And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. The third injunction in our text: learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. We may learn from Christ's example. Jesus never got stressed or overwhelmed. When situations arose, and believe me, the situations that arose in Jesus' life were far beyond anything that we could ever imagine or endure. But when they came, what did He do? He prayed. How many times do we find Him in all-night prayer or getting up early in the morning and praying to the Father? are on the spot lifting up a prayer to his Father who is in heaven, that he might be able to deal wisely and prudently with the situation at hand. So many people, even Christians, walk around as if they have the weight of the world on their shoulders, their own burden, and as if that's not enough, they got to be the hero and carry the burden of other people besides. Friend, you don't need to do that. Nobody needs to do that, because Christ already did that. You can't be the hero because we already got one. And he's seated at the right hand of power. He's resting. His further example is this. The Son of God rested in the Father's will, as it is written, he shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. Learn from me, Christ says. Do you wish to be his disciple? Then spend great amounts of time reading and studying the scriptures, and spend less time doing that thing you do that's a waste of time. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Final injunction is find. Find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Find rest for your souls. Our Lord is not a capricious God who would play hide and seek with you and there'd be nothing to find. Find rest. Isn't that what we all want? To know the promise that is spoken of by the prophet. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Lord, you will establish peace for us, for you have also done all our works in us. In summary, we must do two things to find this rest for our souls. The rest which we too often find elusive. Lay down your burdens. Give them over to God in prayer. As we sang so wonderfully a cappella yesterday, take it to the Lord in prayer. Take up his yoke. Follow him. Do rightly. Know joy and peace in all circumstances. And today, get in a little bit of practice for heaven. Find some rest for your weary soul. Come, take, learn, and find. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your graciousness with us. We thank you that not only do you freely take our sin burden upon yourself and exchange it for the easy yoke of salvation, but that you also offer to take every other burden besides our anxieties, our fears, our struggles with sin, our struggles and situations, and our struggles of faith. Lord, help us to truly be a people who trusts you, that we might be characterized by a gentleness and a peace which comes from knowing you and understanding all of your gracious gifts and promises, to find joy in all circumstances, and to find peace, knowing that all things depend upon you. Lord, may these things characterize all of our worship in the remaining time of our fellowship this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.